Carlos Contreras, welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, it's been 2 years since the ribbon-cutting ceremony took place at the Nomar International Plaza at 21st and North Market in Wichita, part of the 21st Street Revitalization Project. Mayor Carl Brewer spoke at the event saying a once-deteriorating area is now bouncing back.
That's right.
So what's been happening at the plaza since it opened?
Oh, we've had a lot going on since 2 years since the ribbon-cutting. We now have vendors out there on a weekly basis. Now we have events that are upcoming that have been growing since last year. We're just growing slowly, but we are growing, and definitely we're still bouncing back.
Now, there are a handful of businesses in the area, a pharmacy, a rent-to-own store, a Mexican diner, and a clothing store, but there's still a lot of empty buildings.
Part of our objective is to be the catalyst, to be the beginning of the spark for the change in the area, starting from that 21st and Broadway corner and then just moving west.
To like Waco, is that right?
Towards Waco and then beyond as well. You know, we still have La Familia Senior Center down the street. And then, you know, we can still connect to the Twin Lakes shopping area over there. And so what we want to see, what we will see in the future is beautiful buildings with new facades and then eventually even overflowing into the housing where we can have more new housing development, new activities for the youth, even in the future working on some small workforce development for the area as well.
Interesting that you mentioned the youth because in your vision statement, you talk about building prosperity in the neighborhood through cultural education and enrichment. How are you accomplishing that goal?
Well, first and foremost, by having these events out there that are open to everybody. It is predominantly Hispanic and Asian. And so we try to capitalize on that. We try to kind of show people the rich culture that we have in the area. And it's been pretty successful thus far. And so we not only have different styles of food and clothing, but we're also reaching out to other communities. Last year, we had a woman from Iran selling jewelry from Iran. We had not just the Mexican food, but we had Puerto Rican food, Salvadoranian food. We want to have more. We want to have events like for the Asian community. We did try to have a Native American powwow last year, but in October, the weather wasn't so permitting to us, but we will be doing that this year. We're really trying to also educate people and give them the tools they need as business owners. So when you come up and set up a booth at the Nomar, whether you're selling clothing or jewelry or food or whatever it may be, we're also giving you the opportunity to come to a once a month class there on what's your business startup, what's your business plan, how do I get my business license, how do I pay my taxes at the end of the year for this business license. We've also been exploring with another group to do citizenship classes or English classes in the community, which could also be one of the things that is needed, that is wanted in the area.
Now, Carlos Contreras, are all the events, the classes and so forth, do they take place there right at Nomar?
Yes, the building we have right there on 21st and North Marketplace has two rooms, and a lot of people come in thinking that there's a restaurant in there, but there's not. They'll just find me in behind a desk and and another conference room. We have the capability of maybe having a class size of 20 people in there. So we want to start there. But as you mentioned, the other empty buildings in the area, we are looking to really expand into those other areas, maybe getting another classroom for bigger class sizes. And of course, helping the other businesses to get into the areas. There's one success story that I could tell you of a girl that came and she sold some of her clothing there at the Nomar last year. And now a block away, she has her little business established over there.
So actually being a vendor led to a business opportunity.
Yes, yes. And that's part of the objective because we want them to grow. We are only a business incubator. So we're there just to harvest, to grow, to provide the resources and the tools and the space that they need to be successful, hopefully in the Nomar area, but if they choose to go anywhere else in Wichita, that's fine.
Carlos Contreras is manager of the Nomar International Marketplace. Thank you so much for joining me during Morning Edition.
Thank you, Carla. Thank you very much for inviting us.